Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To London, to Joseph Sternberg, the headlines about the crisis in Europe. Kremlin to keep up its gas squeeze on Europe. Insiders say, this is Bloomberg, Russia turns gas turbines into bargaining chips in energy fight. Bloomberg, EU nations back 15% gas cut target as Russia reduces flows. Bloomberg, and then over to the pink newspaper, the Financial Times, IMF slashes global projections and raises inflation projections. Risks to economic outlook are, quote, overwhelmingly tilted to the downside. Joe, a very good day to you. Reporting for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, you write political economics. There seem to be riches here in all of these metaphors, tilted to the downside. In other words, whatever is upon us, whatever is called by history, it's bad news for the mainland continent, for the United Kingdom, and for the planet. Let's begin on the mainland, where the energy throttling of energy from Russia is a surprise, given that Russia had claimed they were doing maintenance on Nord Stream 1. Now it's clear that the energy weapon has been unsheathed. Do you measure that Europe, after all these weeks of the Ukraine conflict, is ready for this? Did they prepare for the day that Russia would say, we will not turn the gas back on until you satisfy our ambitions in Ukraine? Good day to you, Joe.
Hey, John. No, Europe is not ready for this, and there is absolutely no way that they could have been ready for this in the time that they've been trying to prepare. Basically, the situation that's going on right now is that Russia has not completely cut off the supply of natural gas through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which is the most important operational pipeline between Russia and Germany. But they have scaled it back to about 20% of its capacity. And the Russian side is saying that this is because they keep needing to do maintenance on various parts of it. But this pretty clearly is a strategic gambit. And we'll say at the outset that there are a couple things that Russia gets out of doing this, one of which is the energy blackmail itself, the ability to create all kinds of strain on continental European economies, and many months before people had thought the trouble was going to come in the winter. So that is one objective that Russia can achieve here. But the other one is also just related to this whole maintenance issue, to put stress on the Western alliance, because the specific holdup has been that some of the parts that Russia wanted, claimed that they needed in order to carry out this maintenance, various turbines and things, had been trapped in countries like Canada, because that's where the parts had been sent for maintenance at the time that sanctions were imposed after the Ukraine war. So this also is a bit of gamesmanship to try to put pressure on countries like Canada to lower their guard on some of the sanctions, to allow these turbines to go back to Russia so that the energy could continue flowing to Europe. It's very cynical and also very clever on the Kremlin's part. So, I mean, is Europe ready for any of this? Of course they're not. They spent decades putting themselves in hock to Russia in terms of energy. Energy, building all of this physical infrastructure in terms of the pipelines, in terms of national gas networks that were oriented to getting the gas from the place where the Russian pipeline comes into your country to all of your users, not cultivating alternative sources of supply elsewhere around the world or signing contracts with those suppliers for long-term deals. And now Europe has had to reverse all of those policies in the space of only a few months, and it just isn't possible. So what they're going to discover especially with the Russian supplies already being interrupted this summer instead of over the winter, is that the Europeans are not going to have time to build up the kind of gas stockpiles that they had hoped to accumulate during the summer. They are not going to have time to rebuild pipelines from new LNG, liquefied natural gas terminals that they want to build that themselves would take years to bring online. And they are not going to have time to, come up with any kind of alternative power plan. So they're not going to have time to install more renewables that would not, meet all of their baseload power demand anyway. And they won't have time to build nuclear, even in the countries that want to do that, like France.
Lifeboat Europe, I read from the report about Brussels energy ministers' meeting, gave the green light to a proposal to voluntarily cut their gas usage over the next months. The plan makes the 15% target mandatory under an emergency situation, such as a severe disruption to flows from Russia, albeit with certain opt-outs for particularly vulnerable nations or those integral to the bloc's network as a whole. That last part is what I'm going to focus on, particularly vulnerable nations. This is Lifeboat Europe. The question is, you're going to have to show your need if you're going to break the voluntary rationing going on. Joseph, you can't grow an economy with voluntary rationing. You can't even plan for the future. Is there a concern now that we're looking at more than a recession, something unprecedented? Is that talk abounding in London?
Oh, I think there is obviously a lot of growing concern about the broader economic impacts of this. I mean, first off, if we're talking about countries that want or need carve-outs from this European voluntary rationing system, I mean, the big one is a rather large European country whose name starts with a G and ends with Germany. So, I mean, Germany is the big problem here. They are particularly dependent on Russian gas. They are also the largest economy in Europe. And they lack a lot of alternative sources. And it's important to understand that when you're talking about the gas, a lot of the gas consumption is not easy for Europe to substitute away from. I mean, we tend to think about this in terms of electricity generation, but electricity itself is a relatively small part of the energy picture for a lot of economies, particularly Germany, where they have become so dependent on natural gas because the gas directly fires community heating networks. You know, you have your neighborhood steam system that's 100 years old and, is used to power, to heat all of the apartment blocks in a particular neighborhood. And that is all fired by gas. You have industrial users where the blast furnace is directly connected to the gas network. And it is not at all straightforward to replace that with electricity, even if you can find other ways of generating the electricity. So part of Europe's problem is just that they need the gas molecules. And there's a limit to how much rationing can achieve. If you can generate more electricity, then maybe you need fewer gas molecules for electricity and you can divert those to other uses. But this rationing is not an easy thing to do. And it's not straightforward either to say which industries should be prioritized, or should you prioritize household heating for elderly or vulnerable people who might have serious health problems versus industrial uses, where if you have a blast furnace and a steel plant, for example, if that temperature ever dips below a certain level, it might become completely unusable. And then the company that owns it needs to completely replace that equipment at some point in the future before they can bring the plant back online. So that is the kind of question Europe is going to be dealing with now.
The EU countries right now are facing an unknown landscape, wartime landscape, when you have energy resources cut off, similar to the way the British Isles were cut off in the beginning stages of the Second War by a blockade engineered by Germany. In this instance, the blockade is engineered by Russia against Germany as the weak point, but all of Europe in general. So blockade and cutoff make people extremely vulnerable to political passion. We're going to turn to political passion in London next. a debate between the two leading conservative members of parliament for the premiership soon enough. Joseph Sternberg, political economics columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's based in London. I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.